Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
5:11, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, feeling pretty good. You feeling pretty good today?
Yes, I am.
All right.
Got a roll in my mouth here.
Yes, we have a... Absolutely. We have a busy hour coming up here. Your afternoon's looking great, folks. It really is. And I bring this up to you because double red flags are still flying on Pensacola Beach. Rip currents pretty high on the island this afternoon. But as I mentioned to you, it's looking pretty good out there. Don't forget about the Lyrid meteor shower continuing tonight through Friday. The peak of the shower is expected tonight. I'm reading my notes here. It's absolutely tonight when the tail is at its peak. No special equipment is required to observe the lights tonight. So that's something you can take in. I always tell you to go to Pensacola Beach at the entrance to Fort Pickens, the gates there.
Right.
Park it. Plenty of parking. Just park it. Walk down there. Take your beach chair. Kick back. And check out the show. It's coming up. And speaking of shows, at 5:12, News Radio 92.3, we're looking at the three things you need to know this hour. And if you're ready, here we go. Here's the first. Additional funds are needed to help finance an expansion of the passenger terminal at Pensacola International. Thursday, city council members go to vote on a series of resolutions that will initiate bonding up to $100 million to help pay for a 50,000-square-foot expansion. The bonds will be refinanced with airport revenues. The growth in travel has outpaced the capacity of the present terminal facilities, and expanding them has become a major priority for the city. Here's number two. The city of Pensacola could potentially take ownership of the old Baptist Hospital campus on June 1st. Baptist Hospital will contribute $5.9 million to the demolition. $2.9 million of that is coming from PACES Preservation Partners. They're building two affordable housing developments on that property. The Pensacola City Council will vote on the agreement Thursday at an upcoming meeting on that side there. And it's a very interesting afternoon here when we're following these stories for you, because attorneys for Jeffrey Hutchinson, by the way, this is number three, have filed appeals at the Florida Supreme Court trying to halt his scheduled May 1st execution in the 1998 murder of his girlfriend and her three children. This happened over in Okaloosa County. A petition filed Monday at the Supreme Court argued it would violate the U.S. Constitution's Eighth Amendment ban on cruel and unusual punishment to execute Hutchinson because a profound mental illness and brain damage resulting from his military service. Mm. So that's the top three trending stories we're following for you this afternoon on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, you know what? Since it's just about 5:15, we'll go ahead and get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you. Looking at the roads here, do have some backups if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton on Highway 90, so be on the lookout for that. Navarre Parkway not doing us any favors either. If you're traveling westbound, passing Wind Haven Beach, heading towards Highway 87, still got some heavy congestion in that area, as we often do this time every afternoon. And last but not least, I-10, traveling westbound, passing the I-110 North Ramp, still got some heavy congestion there. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 75 degrees. Going to be a low of 68 tonight with a 10% chance of showers and some patchy fog. Those low chances of storms will bleed into your Wednesday, but should dissipate throughout the day, where Wednesday's high is going to be 81 and the low is going to be 66.
Okay, 516, News Radio 92.3. Looking out there, nice afternoon, 79, your temp. Under partly sunny conditions. Now looking at some of our top stories for you this afternoon.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, the chief of the Environmental Protection Agency is vowing to quickly address a long-running problem, and this is happening in the San Diego area. Raw sewage is entering the U.S. from Mexico on the Tijuana River. Ugh. It's a mess. Let me rephrase that. It's a smelly mess.
I believe you.
Out in California. Christian Goodwin all over the story.
EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin says he met with Mexican counterparts to come up with a comprehensive plan to quickly put an end to the Tijuana River sewage crisis.
We spoke about sending EPA employees instantly down to the San Antonio de los Buenos site to allow us in the United States to confirm operations.
Stressing Mexico must do its part to clean up the contamination, but adding counterparts want a close collaborative relationship with the U.S. to get the job done.
We are all out of patience.
Zeldin joined by Republican and Democratic lawmakers visiting the South Bay International Wastewater Treatment Plant near the U.S.-Mexico border. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And public viewing of Pope Francis begins tomorrow, his body currently lying in state in a private chapel at the Vatican, and will be moved to St. Peter's Basilica. Pope Francis died on Monday, of course, and the Vatican announced his funeral will take place this upcoming Saturday.
Okay, here's a few local parishioners commenting on the Pope's passing.
He was a man of deep faith and prayer, and I think that is always extremely important. He was also a man of humility and love and charity and goodness.
First, when he found out I was in Florida, he was surprised. He said, "Oh, but the hurricanes, I heard they're really bad there."
Pope Francis will be laid to rest on Saturday.
My goodness. Yeah, very, very upsetting story there. And to see the outpouring of grief just worldwide with such a prominent figure is always upsetting. Russia reportedly offering to not go any further into Ukraine. Hey, there's some bright side for you. The Financial Times cited sources familiar with the matter that Russian President Vladimir Putin willing to stop the invasion at the current front line. There's no word from Ukraine, which is expected to send officials to London sometime tomorrow to meet with U.S. and European officials.
Okay, the temperature's dropping a few degrees here this afternoon at 518, 75 degrees. President Trump meeting with several retail CEOs at the White House, talking about tariffs and the impact on the economy. Grady Trimble has more from the White House.
These companies say they met with President Trump in order to share their insights and start a dialogue on trade, but it's also possible they were seeking exemptions from President Trump's tariffs. You'll remember last week, the U.S. excluded smartphones, computers, and other electronics from the 145% tariffs on goods from China. That reportedly came after Apple CEO Tim Cook called the White House. So Walmart, Target, and Home Depot are also likely advocating for their businesses and consumers' interests. Neither they nor the White House confirmed those details, but the companies called the meeting productive.
Also want to let you know that in about 10 minutes, we will be giving away another pair of tickets to the Dixon Dub. That is an event that's happening at the Dixon School of Arts and Sciences, and it is to raise money for the school. What you can do to attend that event and what the event entails, coming up once again in just 10 minutes on News Radio 92.3.
Harvard University launching their own legal battle against the White House. Eric Shawn has more on the story.
Harvard is hitting back, suing the Trump administration, charging its billions of dollars in threatened cuts are illegal. You know, the university says more than $2 billion proposed funding freeze will impose improper control over the school. And they say shut down critical health research. The White House accuses Harvard and other universities of violating student civil rights by not doing enough to combat anti-Semitism and permitting those pro-Palestinian protests that occurred on campus. Well, in an open letter, Harvard President Alan Garber wrote, quote, "The consequences of the government's overreach will be severe and longstanding."
All righty, 519 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Before we go to break, though, I will give you a bit of a weather outlook upcoming for the next several days. Earlier, we were talking about how it's 75 degrees, low of 68 tonight, and there's going to be some slight rain chances bleeding into your Wednesday. But after those chances dissipate, it's going to be nothing but beautiful weather, it looks like, for the next several days heading into your weekend. It's going to be warm, though. We're going to have highs just above 80 degrees. But you know what? We're Floridians. That's what we're used to. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Back in just a few minutes.
Here's today's strength for life.
The calendar tells us that today is Earth Day, and this day provides an appropriate time for us to look at God's creation and to thank Him for the beauty of this earth. Think with me about God creating the sun and the moon, which provide day and night for the earth. Think about the size of the oceans across the planet. About 71% of the earth's surface is water. Yet consider the land that God created with the beautiful grass and flowers and fruit trees. Think about the seasons and the blessings of winter, spring, summer, and fall. Marvel at the birds in the air and the fish in the sea. Consider the cattle and the majestic beasts of the earth. And with all that in mind, remember that God describes the earth as His footstool. Isn't that incredible? As big and as glorious as the earth is to us, it is merely God's footstool. What a mighty God we serve.
For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Just to remind you,
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin.
524 News Radio 92.3. We're watching the money today. Hillary Barsky has the numbers along with the market results.
Stocks ending sharply higher and erasing most of Monday's sell-off on trade optimism and as investors digest a new batch of earnings reports. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said today that he expects U.S. and China to begin de-escalating their trade hostilities in the very near future, according to Barron's. All 11 of the S&P 500 sectors finishing higher, with financials and tech leading the charge. Bitcoin rose above $90,000 for the first time since March. All of the Dow 30 members ending in the green today. The biggest winners, Goldman Sachs, 3M, and Travelers. The Dow rising 1,017 points, the Nasdaq higher by 430, S&P 500 up 130. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
525, Austin Price has a look at the weather and local traffic together.
Alrighty, looking at the roads here, not too much going on. Do have some backups at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road. Be on the lookout for that. That is congestion on both roads there. Also have some severe backups on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, backing you up to I-10 currently. Speaking of I-10, got some issues on that itself. If you're traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp, that's pretty par for the course, though. Last but not least, we've got Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound, passing through Windhaven Beach, heading in the direction of Highway 87. Still got some very heavy congestion over there. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 75 degrees, low of 68 tonight, with a slight chance of rain and some patchy fog. That'll bleed into your Wednesday, but it should dissipate soon. Wednesday's high is 81. Its low is 66.
Okay, 526, News Radio 92.3. Top stories that we're following this hour. The Florida Association of Broadcasters recognized Dave Hoxing as the 2025 recipient of FAB's prestigious William J. Brooks Award. The award honors legendary Florida broadcasters whose exceptional service and dedication set a standard of excellence in the industry. Presented annually, the award celebrates individuals who embody the high ideals exemplified by its namesake, William J. Brooks. The Brooks Award will be presented at the Florida Association of Broadcasters annual luncheon. This happens Thursday, June 26th at the Breakers, Palm Beach, as part of FAB's annual convention.
Well, since you're talking about radio, a judge is blocking efforts from the Trump administration to shut down government-funded radio broadcasts. A district judge on Tuesday said the White House must take all necessary steps to restore employees and contractors to their positions and resume broadcasts. It comes after six different lawsuits were filed from people impacted by the shutdown of the U.S. Agency for Global Media. The agency placed over 1,000 on leave after shutting down broadcasts last month.
527, News Radio 92.3, the Department of Education moving to end President Biden's student loan forgiveness plan. Jerry Willis has the story.
The Department of Education announcing it will start collections on federal student loans in default on May 5th. That's barely 2 weeks from today. And it will impact millions of former students, many of whom didn't even graduate. It is the first time since March 2020 that the department has collected on loans. The debt now at $1.6 trillion owed by 42.7 million borrowers, 5 million of whom haven't made a monthly payment in more than 360 days. Now, to collect, the federal government is expected to move 1.8 million into repayment plans. For those folks who still fail to pay, the government will garnish wages and tax refunds. It could get ugly.
And President Trump's tariffs are the reason the International Monetary Fund is lowering its U.S. economic growth forecast. The IMF's growth projections are now at 1.8%, down nearly 1% from its January forecast. The IMF didn't say that the U.S. is headed for a recession necessarily, but also didn't rule it out.
Bit of excitement down in Orlando. An engine on a Delta Airlines flight caught fire at Orlando International. Fox's WOFL's Hannah McKenzie. She used to be here at Channel 3 for many years. Reports from Orlando.
The flight was heading to Atlanta with 282 passengers, but didn't make it off the tarmac. Channing Wells was on board with her mother and son. Wells says only one of the available emergency slides was operational. Wells and others forced to wait for boarding stairs to be brought to the plane. But some passengers, she says, didn't stick around.
Everyone was not getting off the plane fast enough. There were several who jumped off.
According to the Orlando International Airport, three people were taken to the hospital with minor injuries. No word on how those injuries were sustained.
All righty, I got a pair of tickets here I'm trying to give away to the Dixon Dub. That's taking place May 2nd at 6 p.m. It features teams competing in a lip sync and vocal battle to raise funds for the Dixon School of Arts and Sciences. If you want to attend this event, take part in this good faith get together, all you got to do is be the first to text into our text line 850-437-1620. Again, that's 850-437-1620. Text in the favorite song that you like to lip sync to or sing along to whenever you're in the car, in the shower, whatever. And first person to do that, once again, gets that pair of tickets to the Dixon Dub.
Okay, could Florida legalize shooting at drones? Here's Eden Brown.
Florida lawmakers are debating a bill that could get some gun owners in hot water if they react poorly by shooting at drones flying over their home. Even though the bill is designed to give them some permission in some cases, the lawmakers in the Florida Senate would give homeowners the power to shoot down a drone infringing on their right to privacy at home using reasonable force. But the bill doesn't detail what exactly it would mean for a drone flying overhead being too invasive or what reasonable force in these scenarios would look like. Regardless, it is a violation of federal law to shoot at aircraft, and drones would qualify. Eben Brown, Fox News.
All righty. And Russia reportedly offering to not go any further into Ukraine. The Financial Times cited sources familiar with the matter that Russian President Vladimir Putin is willing to stop the invasion at the current front line. There's no word from Ukraine, which is expected to send officials to London tomorrow.
Okay, FDOT holding a hybrid public meeting tonight. on a redesigned concept for a multi-use path along Bayfront Parkway. The meeting is scheduled 6 o'clock over at City Hall to show the current design and take public comments. Coming up in less than 5 minutes, we'll talk sports on News Radio 92.3.
I'm John Saucier, Food and Drug Commissioner Marty McCarry, detailing why his agency is looking to do away with 8 petroleum-based food color additives, saying over 40% of the nation's children have at least one health condition.
The answer is not more Ozempic, more ADHD medication, and more antidepressants. There's a role for those medications. But we have to look at underlying root causes.
The Food and Drug Administration currently allows about 36 artificial colors. President Trump says Paul Atkins, the perfect man for the job, moments before he was sworn in at the Oval Office as new chairman of the Securities and Exchange Commission by Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent.
Paul will end the weaponization of the SEC and stop the lawless enforcement practices that occurred during the Biden administration.
The president says he has no plans to fire Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell. America's listening to Fox News.
Listen up, Gen Xers. Elizabeth Banks here. The recommended age for pneumococcal pneumonia vaccination has been lowered to 50 and older, even if you're healthy. It's up to us to lead the way. We've done this before. Music videos, fanny packs, even the World Wide Web. So let's do it again and get vaccinated. We're at over 6 times greater risk for pneumococcal pneumonia compared to adults under 50. Gen X, this is our shot. Visit VaxAssist.com to schedule. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Hey, hey, Pensacola pet parents. Got questions about your fur babies? Well, I'm Dr. Mark Sprayberry, owner of Olive Branch Pet Hospital. I would like to invite you and your friends to tune in to the all-new Pet Talk, where I'll be answering all your questions live on air. Tune in Thursday at 9:30. See you groovy people then.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. It was another opportunity to celebrate Days of Our Milton, the ongoing melodrama theater in the city council, including would Anthony Sabatini become the next attorney for the city, and how an interview with some local radio host winds up becoming a definitive element of the Milton City Council discussion of wastewater treatment plants. We talked with Sheriff Chip Simmons, of course, and defending property against unopened rights of way on dead end streets. Listen to the conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
You bet it is. 534 News Radio 92.3. I'm Chris Bryan, of course. That's Austin Price over there. And today we're looking into sports this afternoon.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Yeah, to kick things off here, this is probably something you wouldn't expect. A former NFL kicker looking to win one of Arizona's congressional seats. Jay Feely is his name. He filed paperwork Tuesday to declare his interest in running. He will seek the GOP nomination for the seat currently held by Republican Andy Biggs, who announced his run for governor earlier this year. Feely played 4 seasons with the Arizona Cardinals during his 14-year career. He's been an analyst with CBS Sports Network since 2015.
All right. 535, News Radio 92.3. Okay, so let's check out Fox Sports. Here's the update from Jared Max.
Fox Sports Update.
3-point game. Here come the Nuggets.
Think about taking a foul here.
Brown passes up a three. Now he fires. Missed it badly. Jokic with a rebound. Clock ticks to 2. Jokic, no. And that is it. And the LA Clippers hang on in a thriller.
On TNT, the Los Angeles Clippers evened the Denver Nuggets at 1 game apiece in their best of 7 first round playoff series. The final score last night, 105-102 Clippers. Game 1 went to overtime. This nearly did as well. Kawhi Leonard led the way for the Clips. 2-time NBA Finals MVP scored 39 points last night in Denver. The Nuggets got a triple-double in defeat from Nikola Jokic. 26 points, 12 rebounds, 10 assists. Series is even at 1. Heading to Los Angeles for Game 3 Thursday. Tuesday.
Brunson gets it in, caught by Towns. Brunson will fire, and that's it. The Pistons end the longest losing streak in NBA playoff history. They win their first postseason game since 2008.
Since Game 4 of the 2008 Eastern Conference Finals. On TNT, the Pistons beat the Knicks at Madison Square Garden 100-94. Detroit snapped a 15-game losing streak in the playoffs with its first postseason win in 17 years. Cade Cunningham led Detroit with 33 points and 12 rebounds. Game 3 Thursday in Detroit. Stanley Cup playoffs, the NHL's new all-time leading goal scorer, Alex Ovechkin, scored the game winner in overtime for the Capitals last night, who beat the Canadiens in Game 1 3-2. Ovechkin scored the first goal of the game for the Caps and also assisted on the team's second score. NHL best Winnipeg up 2-0 on St. Louis after a 2-1 victory last night. The Stars beat the Avalanche in overtime 4-3 on a goal by Colin Blackwell. Series tied 1-1 going to Denver. High score in Game 1 in Los Angeles. The Kings outlasted the Oilers 6-5. LA led this game 4-0. It's game on with the Fox Sports app. Available wherever you download apps. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And country music icon Tim McGraw joining the lineup for MLB Speedway Classic this summer. He'll perform a pregame concert before the Atlanta Braves and Cincinnati Reds take on one another at Tennessee's Bristol Motor Speedway. McGraw will be joined by special guests for the performance, and the game will be played on August 2nd. Now it's time for your CBS Sports Minute.
This is your CBS Sports Minute. This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. We're 2 days away from the first round of the 2025 NFL Draft, and I think it's safe to say we have a good idea on who the first four picks will be. Cam Ward will go number one to Tennessee. Then I'm not buying the recent trade rumors at two or three, and ultimately Cleveland will take Travis Hunter out of Colorado, and the Giants will snag Abdul Carter out of Penn State. And finally, the Patriots will take Will Campbell, leading to the Jaguars being the first team actually on the clock with the fifth pick, and my guess is that they take Mason Graham. I'm Zach Gelb.
Check engine or ABS light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You know what's better than a limited time deal? An unlimited time deal. That's why the Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag with a Junior Bacon Cheeseburger, 4-piece Nugs, Junior Hot and Crispy Fries, and small soft drink is available all the time. Because the best time for fresh, never frozen beef and Applewood smoked bacon is all the time. Duh. I feel like I'm repeating myself a lot. For the best deal of all time, gotta be Wendy's.
Unlimited time does not mean forever. U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, and California via third-party delivery. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
Get 5 quarts of O'Reilly Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a MicroGuard oil filter for $29.99. In-store only. Limit supply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Okay, 538, News Radio 92.3. I'm Chris Bryan. Here's the temps. Upper 70s today. Nice afternoon. Perfect weather for bands on the beach later on tonight. 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Curtain rises for that. So it's a real nice day. The three things you need to know this hour. Here we go. Start off with the very first one. Attorney for Jeffrey Hutchinson have filed appeals at the Florida Supreme Court trying to halt his scheduled May 1st execution in the 1998 murder of his girlfriend and her three children. This happened in Okaloosa County. A petition filed Monday at the Supreme Court argued it would violate the U.S. Constitution's Eighth Amendment ban on cruelty and unusual punishment to execute Hutchinson because of profound mental illness and brain damage resulting from his military service on that side. Let's not forget about the new General Chappie James Jr. Flight Academy. It's opening its new state-of-the-art facility on Saturday, located on Dr. Martin Luther King Drive. The Academy offers an annual flight camp to participants 13 to 17 years of age. They do this every summer, and other STEM classes and programs throughout the year. So pretty exciting thing. And last but not least, busy wildfire season is underway. Currently 88 active wildfires affecting over 2,300 acres of land burning in Florida. National Weather Service has not issued any red flag warnings as of this afternoon. However, very low humidity combined with dry soil and vegetation is creating an elevated fire danger.
All righty. And Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer planning to call for a vote next week on tariffs issued by President Trump. Schumer made the announcement during a visit to Albany yesterday and believes there might be enough Republican support to pass a resolution in the Senate. This resolution would reverse the 10% tariffs on goods that are imported to the U.S. Trump also wouldn't be able to use the same declaration he previously issued to put new tariffs in place.
Okay, the Vatican revealing the funeral date for Pope Francis this week. Fox's Alex Hogan reporting from Vatican City.
As cardinals arrive from around the world, the first meeting took place with 60 of them present for that decision to set the funeral time and date for Saturday, 10 a.m. local, 4 p.m. Eastern. Starting tomorrow morning, the Pope will lay in state at St. Peter's Basilica for the faithful to pay their respects and to say goodbye until Saturday's service. The Vatican announced last night that Pope Francis suffered a stroke. He went into a coma and he died of heart failure. He was 88 years old. His death triggered the long series of events that will play out over the coming days and weeks to come to select a new pope and, of course, to honor the late pontiff.
Well, parishioners gathered at St. Michael's Basilica in downtown Pensacola yesterday after the death of the pope. Bishop William Mack tells Channel 3 that Francis was known as the Pope of Mercy.
It's really neat that his death, his life, and now his death touches so many people, not just Catholics, but people all over the world. I know the president has already offered condolences, and so many state leaders of state and other religions.
And at least 2 dozen people dead after militants opened fire on civilians in India. That's according to the New York Times, which cited local media outlets. Happened in the region of Kashmir and is said to be the worst assault against civilians in years. The number of those injured in the attack are currently unknown, but in a True Social post, President Trump said the U.S. stands with India against terrorism.
Okay, federal agents are using marks like, tattoos and clothing to crack down on alleged migrant gang members. Nate Foy has more from NYC.
Whether it's MS-13, Tren de Aragua, or another violent gang, authorities say the warning signs are often hiding in plain sight or sometimes not even hiding at all. This can be the clothes that somebody wears or the tattoos on their skin. Federal investigators say clothing can also be a key indicator. Certain colors, numbers, and logos are tied to specific gangs. But physical markers are just part of a much larger puzzle.
You arrest a gang member, for example.
Former DEA agent David Katz says wiretaps intercepted messages, even body language during police encounters are part of intelligence gathering.
Okay, 552 News Radio 92.3, our top health story affecting you today.
Here's today's health news.
The key to living a long life is to eat a lot of meat when you're young and then transition to vegetables as you age. That's according to a study by researchers at the University of Sydney in Australia. Analysts looked at food supply and demographic data from over 100 countries between 1961 and 2018, taking into account factors like population size and national wealth. They found that young children live longer when animal protein makes up a large portion of their diet. That's because meat contains essential amino acids and nutrients like iron and zinc, which are easily absorbed. But adults over 60 benefit more from plant-based proteins like peas, tofu, and chickpeas. House Call for Health, I'm Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
And, keeping with a similar theme here, Walgreens will pay hundreds of millions of dollars in what's described as a landmark civil settlement. Middle District of Florida U.S. Attorney General Gregory Kehoe released a statement yesterday about Walgreens' settlement with the federal government. The pharmacy chain agreed to pay $300 million to resolve allegations that it illegally filled millions of invalid prescriptions for opioids. Walgreens is also accused of trying to get Medicare and other federal health care programs to pay for the invalid prescriptions.
Okay, the Senate Ethics and Elections Committee holding confirmation hearings today for several appointees to the UWF and PSC boards of trustees. One person that was scheduled to appear was Dr. Joel Rudman following another committee hearing where he was pressed about online comments.
Dr. Rudman was invited to appear. He indicated he would appear. He announced publicly that he was looking forward to appearing this Tuesday, today, before this committee. And indicated that that he had a list that he was keeping close to his vest of legislators who were criminally violating drug laws.
Well, Senator Don Gates chairs that committee. He said he was looking forward to asking Rudman to reveal the names and evidence, as he had FDLE officers on hand to begin investigations. He says Rudman resigned from the PSC board with a text message just before the weekend and has now left the country.
Well, with it being just about 5:45 here, I'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see what we got. Not too much going on the roads here outside of what we've already been touching on. Do have some issues if you're traveling westbound on Windhaven Beach, Navarre Parkway passing through Windhaven Beach heading towards Highway 87. But again, as to be expected this time every afternoon. Also have some issues on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. Last but not least, Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile has some congestion, but it has lessened as for the weather, 75 degrees right now, low of 68 tonight with patchy fog. Tomorrow, high of 81, low of 66 with maybe a slight chance of thunderstorms in the early half of your Wednesday.
Okay, 5:46, News Radio 92.3. We're watching your money this afternoon.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. RTX and GE Aerospace expect a more than $1 billion impact combined from President Donald Trump's tariffs on imported goods and materials, just the latest sign of higher prices for major U.S. manufacturers that rely on a global supply chain. Swiss pharmaceutical giant Roche announcing today it will invest $50 billion in the U.S. over the next 5 years amid concerns about the impact of possible new tariffs on pharma goods from abroad. The company added that the investment will create more than 12,000 new jobs. Stocks rallied today on Wall Street, recovering from a sharp sell-off in yesterday's session. CNBC now reporting Trump saying he has no intention of firing Fed Chair Jerome Powell. The Dow gaining more than 1,000 points, the S&P 500 up by 129, and the NASDAQ added more than 2.5%. Crude oil futures above $64 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
And speaking of money now, the Department of Education will resume collecting defaulted student loan debt. The department announced collections will begin on May 5th, and borrowers could be referred to debt collectors or have money deducted from their paychecks. Student loan repayment requirements were paused in March 2020 due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
5:47, News Radio 92.3, sunny, a nice day out there now. Beautiful for the bands on the beach tonight. Temperatures in the upper 70s. President Trump and Republicans are considering raising taxes on millionaires for his low and middle income tax cuts. An estimate from the Budget Lab at Yale is finding that raising the millionaire's tax bracket to 40% would generate $4 to $20 billion over the 10-year period.
There's a lot of work ahead. This is all going to be negotiated in the coming weeks and months. But you know, I certainly think the broad objective here is to make permanent the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act while addressing some of the key provisions as outlined by the administration.
And Instagram is launching a standalone video creation app. Edits allows users to shoot and edit video using features like background replacement and automatic captioning. Instagram had announced Edits back in January. Its features are similar to TikTok's sister app CapCut. And of course, this is a relevant creation for Instagram, considering that TikTok's future in the U.S. remains uncertain, with its whole parent company ByteDance facing a mid-June deadline to sell it.
Good afternoon, 5:48. Google executives back in court for day two of the Department of Justice's antitrust trial against the company. Madison Allworth has more from Washington.
So Google was accused of having a monopoly in online search because they paid web browsers and phone manufacturers to be the default browser. Now, DOJ says they're doing the same thing with Gemini, their AI platform. Google has a deal with Samsung where the app is preloaded on any phone. Google pays them money, and as a result, there's a profit share. The DOJ essentially says, see, they're doing it again. And if we don't provide a remedy here, there's nothing to stop Google from continuing to act as monopoly. Google says they're not a monopoly. They don't have the same dominance in search because artificial intelligence has brought so many new competitors to the space, like OpenAI with ChatGPT.
And sweeping changes to the State Department being announced by Secretary Marco Rubio. In a statement earlier today, Rubio said, quote, "The sprawling bureaucracy created a system more beholden to radical political ideology than advancing America's core national interests." You with me so far? He added, "Redundant offices will be removed and non-statutory programs that are misaligned with America's core national interests will cease to exist." And lastly, he went on to say that we will drain the bloated bureaucratic swamp.
Okay, our global economic group saying the U.S. and global economy will see slower growth if trade wars continue. Jenny Casola is following this story.
The International Monetary Fund is lowering expectations for global growth this year from 3.3% down to 2.8%, citing the impact of tariffs. And it says U.S. growth will slow to 1.8%, down from its estimate of 2.7 made in January. Mexico is expected to see the largest impact of tariffs, with its economy expected to contract by 0.3% this year. The IMF lowered expectations for China's economy from 4.6% growth to 4%. The forecasts are based on tariffs announced through April 2nd, which were paused for 90 days. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
550, 10 away from 6, News Radio 92.3. A look into a healthier you, only minutes away, coming up next on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
Okay, let's talk about renovation and how it's not like your ordinary happy ending home makeover show. Example, there are the guys who prey on homeowners and never show up to do the work. So that's why the state of Florida licenses contractors. You can check if your contractor is licensed at the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation website at myfloridalicense.com.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Hi, this is Curtis Stone. You name a dish, and I've prepared it thousands of times. But even I can't cook enough to feed all of the 17 million kids in America who are struggling with hunger. That's where the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks comes in. They gather surplus food to give hope to hungry kids and their families. We call them food angels, and you can be one too. Earn your wings at feedingamerica.org.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app.
Get all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
553 News Radio 92.3. The Trump administration moving forward with another Make America Healthy Again campaign. This one is a promise, they say, as they plan to order manufacturers to stop using at least 7 artificial dyes. Brooke Singman has more for you.
HHS Secretary RFK Jr. and FDA Commissioner Dr. Marty McCarry will announce plans to phase out petroleum-based synthetic dyes in the U.S. food supply. Now, these dyes are used in brightly colored cereals, drinks, and candies, and the move will bring the U.S. closer in line with Europe, which has already banned or heavily restricted these dyes over health concerns. This follows the FDA's recent ban of red dye number 3 in food decades after it was banned in cosmetics due to potential cancer risks. Kennedy visited West Virginia last month after it became the first state to ban these dyes in all food and beverages.
Okay, the film industry seems to be leaving Hollywood. Yeah, La La Land's seeing a lot of vacancy signs out there. Max Gordon has more from Los Angeles.
According to Film LA, shoot days in the first quarter of 2025 are down 22% from a year ago, following a trend of declining shoot days over the past several years. While some of the decline is attributed to the Palisades and Eaton fires, Film LA says the loss of shoot days is primarily due to global production cutbacks and California's ongoing loss of work to other locations. Industry experts say California needs to cut regulations and increase incentives to lure productions back. In Los Angeles, Max Gordon, Fox Business.
And also a federal jury saying that the New York Times is not liable for defaming former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin. The jury ruled against Palin's claims on Tuesday that the outlet defamed her in a gun violence editorial. The verdict was the same that a jury reached in 2022 during the case's first trial. The second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ordered the new trial last year after it was found the judge in the first one acted improperly by saying that he was planning to dismiss the case during deliberations.
News Radio 92.3, Florida's Attorney General taking legal action against social media platform Snapchat. Dana Marie McNichol has the latest from Miami.
Secretary Rubio outlined in a written message on the State Department's website that he sees the agency as being at odds with the interests of the president and the country. He says getting rid of overlap in foreign offices is part of what will bring the State Department under control. Agency spokeswoman Tammy Bruce also says of this America First approach,
redundant offices will be removed, and non-statutory programs that are misaligned with America's core national interests will cease to exist.
Bruce called it a reorganization. Details also call for a 15% reduction in agency staff in the U.S. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
We heard from the Florida AG, who says that this lawsuit goes far beyond children accessing social media accounts because they say they have enough evidence that Snapchat is not doing enough to prevent predators and sexually explicit content from reaching our young children. Now, this lawsuit comes after Governor Ron DeSantis signed a law that requires social media platforms to ban kids younger than 14 from creating and using certain social media. Now, the law also specifies that if the child is 14 or 15, they need parental permission. Now, the Florida Attorney General said that Snapchat is in violation based on their dangerous practices that give predators opportunities to have undetected access to children.
All righty, 555 here. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. One last quick check of the roads and weather for you here. Not too much going on. Do have some backup still on I-10 if you're traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. And maybe just some lingering congestion here and there, kind of in some splotches if you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway, passing Windhaven Beach and heading towards Highway 87. Both of those areas should simmer down over the course of the next 20 minutes or so. As for the weather, it's 75 degrees, low of 68 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be high of 81, low of 66.
557 News Radio 92.3. I'm Chris Bryant along with Austin Price. We're following the top stories affecting your life this afternoon. The Supreme Court hearing arguments today in a case about whether parents can opt their children out of certain curricula on gender and sexuality. This is all stemming from a case in Montgomery County, Maryland, where parents say their kids are reading many books on various social issues. David Spunt has more from the Supreme Court.
The Supreme Court arguments lasted for about 2.5 hours. And this case is more about parents' rights than religious liberty. And those parents' rights activists, a.k.a. the parents here, believe they had a very good day in court. And they believe that the court will, in fact, rule in their favor. This all stems from books being read to students as young as 4, 5, and 6 in Montgomery County, Maryland. And parents used to be able to opt out of their children being read those books in school, but no longer. Many of the parents are suing, say it's not about hatred toward any particular group of people. They just don't believe their kids are ready for some of these topics. There originally was a way for parents to opt out, but the Montgomery County School Board withdrew that opt-out policy 2 years ago, citing high absenteeism.
Well, speaking of reading, Chris, have you ever heard of the public television show Reading Rainbow?
I have.
Well, an actor who may be best known as the host of that show, getting an honorary degree from Howard University, LeVar Burton, will become an honorary Doctor of Humane Letters when he speaks to the graduating class during the HBCU's upcoming commencement. The actor and podcast host has won 15 Emmy Awards, a Peabody, a Grammy, and multiple awards from the NAACP. Howard's 157th commencement ceremony is scheduled for May 10th.
Yeah, he's a pretty talented guy. And you are too as well, Austin Price, following that local forecast for us. Well, let me take you on a national picture hunt. Storms in the forecast for many Americans. Fox's senior meteorologist Janice Dean in with a look at your Fox weather forecast.
Another active weather pattern is setting up across the central U.S. over the next few days, bringing strong to severe storms today through Thursday. Heavy rains, damaging winds, large hail, some tornadoes will be possible. Parts of the Mid-Atlantic and the Gulf Coast also seeing the risk of thunderstorms today and tomorrow. Storms will then shift towards the East Coast and Northeast as we head into the weekend. Stay tuned to Fox Weather for all your latest details. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Okay, we've got some new information on the fatal shooting outside a local events center. Yesterday, we learned that 24-year-old Jalen Woods was arrested in the case. Sheriff Chip Simmons tells News Radio 92.3 the shooting victim had been involved in a previous incident.
But the victim in this case was involved in a domestic situation with his ex-girlfriend. So the victim's involved. He was not present when we get there. But we do establish probable cause to believe that he committed domestic violence.
Okay, Simmons also says Woods was the brother of the domestic violence victim. He and the Saturday shooting victim had reportedly run into each other at the event. Big, crazy night, I guess. The shooting happened outside the 850 Event Center on Delano and Pace. So that was another, I guess, another deadly weekend incident happening in Escambia County. Don't forget about the hybrid meeting tonight over at the City Hall. They're redesigning the concept for a multi-use path along Bayfront Parkway.
All right.
It's getting away underway just about now. This is News Radio 92.3. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.